From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
In some areas of New York, you can find a street vendor selling food on just about every corner. You can smell the roasted nuts or gyros first thing in the morning and late at night. But it turns out that selling food on the streets of New York is an almost impossible gig to land legally. That's because it's been decades since the city increased the number of permits for street vendors. In New York City, Beenish Ahmed reports.
Khaled Mohammed has just opened his food stand for the night when Pamela Iguere stops by.
How much is your hot dog?
Can
I have one, please?
Though he charges $3 now, Mohammed says he only charged $2 for a hot dog about a decade ago. But his costs have gone up, and not only for buns and ketchup. The price he pays for a street vendor permit has gone up a lot, too.
The permit went up like 10 times. I cannot raise the price like $6, $7 a hot dog. Nobody gonna buy.
New York City hasn't increased the number of permits it issues much since the 1980s. Those who hold permits resell them to would-be vendors, something city health officials say isn't legal, but it is profitable. Original permit holders charge as much as $25,000 for permits they bought for $200. City Council was considering an ordinance that would eventually double the number of street food vending permits, but the bill died without a vote in 2017. Dan Biederman was among business leaders lobbying against it.
Don't do this. Don't take a lousy program and double the size of it.
He says it's not fair to make brick-and-mortar businesses compete with so many street vendors.
If the carts were the right size and attractive and followed the laws, I could see maybe one per block.
Cesar Bach is with the Street Vendor Project, an organization that spent years advocating for more permits.
If the bill had passed, it would have made a difference in so many people's lives.
But Bach says the fight's not over, and he'll keep pushing. More than 1,600 applicants are on the waiting list for legal street food vending permits. The city health department says that some have been waiting for more than a decade. In New York, I'm Beenish Ahmed for Marketplace.